Did you happen to see the strange light there, or what you thought might have been a UFO this morning?
Well, thousands of people did. Police and Fox 13 were called to find out what it was, and tonight we actually have the answer. The early morning mystery was actually a rocket's red glare, as Steve Nichols reports.
What the hell is that?
That was the question everybody had after watching this bright object fly over the Bay Area sky. Yet everybody had their own impressions and suspicions.
And then all of a sudden it seemed like there was a dark grayness to it in front of it, but a bright light. They looked like two little lines in the back. Maybe it was two jet engines were on fire. It looked like a big jet flying through the sky, taking a sweet time.
The calls to Manatee County's 911 also described an aircraft.
Okay, sir, could you tell what size the plane was?
Oh, we're 727. This was a pretty good-sized aircraft. We saw a ball of fire with the tracers coming off the back of it.
But an emergency operations officer on his way to work tells us...
In the western sky, appeared to be a meteor that was moving from north to south and reentering the atmosphere.
Aircraft, meteor, anything else?
That was something from heaven. It woke me up because I could see light going through the blinds into the wall. It was like a disc, a big disc, probably the size of one of these duplexes here.
And now we know all of the above were wrong. U.S. officials claim this morning's strange object was a booster rocket, part of a satellite deployment mission launched yesterday in Russia. And a professional sky watcher tells us a booster rocket would not look like a meteor.
Typically, a really bright meteor could be the size of a golf ball. Most meteors are the size of a piece of kernel of corn.
The U.S. Space Command says it tracked this object re-entering Earth's atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico, and that's where it wound up.
But there are mother and son in Seminole who actually claim this object stopped, hovered, and then disappeared straight up. Their account has been documented by the Mutual UFO Network for further study. On the Skyway Bridge, Steve Nichols, Fox 13 News.
Russia actually launched two communication satellites yesterday. Among other functions, both are designed to improve broadcasting in remote parts of that vast country.